Welcome back, everybody. We are going into hour number two of week three of Swan Song Stories, aka DJ Wheat rolls over and over to try to make friends. So you got an eight, which means they're going to need something from you. They're not going to just do the thing that you wanted. They're going to be like, you need to do something to convince them. So what is it? What is their incentive for like attacking his guard? Because they've already got this one guard. One of them has like a stun baton, but the guard still has his weapon. What additional thing do you say or offer to get them to do it?
I'm just going to be like, look, this guy fucked up my friend. He's fucking all alone. I'll get you guys, you know, fucking drugs, something else, whatever you need. I mean, like, you know, I'll pay you back for helping me out.
So I think that one of them says to you, there's a guy and a lady, the guy says to you, he's like, you're Fodenhauer, huh? He looks you up and down. And maybe we save you and your friend and Fodenhauer owes us a favor.
I mean, look, Fodenhauer is a fucking big place. I'm just like a field medic on a squad. Like, I can put in a good word, but
the woman is like, are you seriously fucking equivocating right now?
I mean, I'm like,
your boss going to do something nice for us?
I mean, like, Miss Sicarian will pay you back if you are responsible for helping out a Fodenhauer officer, specifically a field medic, which is why I also happen to be good with pharmaceuticals. So, yes, I would say that there would be some sort of reward.
So when you say, reward, when you use the magic word, she nods and she says to her friend, she's like, all right, Sergeant, go help this guy out. And the sergeant like cracks his neck and like snaps the baton out and it starts to flicker. And the guard now realizes that he's gone from being in a position of power to being like outnumbered. And he puts his hands up, like he drops the baton. And he's like, listen, you all need to get back into your cells before things get worse. And
I would like to step forward at this point and be like, look, motherfucker, did I not tell you that this was exactly this fucking thing was going to happen? Of course, I didn't mention that it would be at my behest. However, this happened. Fucking just run. Just get the fuck out of here. You fucked up once so bad today. And I hope this serves to you as a fantastic lesson for how not to fuck up in the future. Take it from a guy who's fucked up enough times to know when you need to learn from when you really fuck up.
Yeah, I think he scowls at you and he like wipes your like spit off his face. And he scowls and says in Japanese, because he assumes you can't understand him, he's like mercenary filth. And then he takes a little jog off to the relative safety of the inside of the base. El Tigre gets up and is like, brushing himself off. And he looks at you and at your two new friends. He's like, yeah, all right, good. This is going well. This is going really well. I feel good about this.
That's what Squirrel says?
Yeah. And then he looks at you and he's like, the explosion was good. Now what?
Squirrel, the explosion was good, but let's talk about your performance after the fact. In fact, let's not quite yet. But I mean, like, fucking come on, next time, like, grab a leg. Like,
so you're having this conversation as you're like going somewhere else or like running somewhere.
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Well, I guess I look to my new friends. Mm-hmm. And I say, look, I heard the alarms, and you know what that means. Pew, pew. They're going to be fucking firing their guns from up top. We need to make sure we're not in any sort of line of sight. So whether or not, you know, we call it what it is or we follow the flow, like, let's just make sure we're not within gun range.
Yeah. So she says to you, she's obviously like in charge of like these two guys. Like they have a pre-existing relationship and she's the one who gives him the orders. She says to you, she's like, so what is this? Is this an escape plan? Because if so, don't you need to get your friends out of here?
Actually, it might sort of be an escape plan. So yes, the number one directive should be getting to Sicarian, which I have to imagine at this point, he and hopefully Mr. Lost have already secured what they need to secure because they're fucking badasses like that. And our goal is just to get to them.
Okay.
And right now they would be at the, well, where do they take prisoners to interrogate? Prisoners, if that's something important to say. Would I know this? I wasn't there myself.
Yeah, I don't think so. Fuck. She,
all right,
she
says, so
what she says, we only see the cell block in the yard, but I mean, we can get inside.
Never gotten in trouble before? Here you are standing in a fucking uprising and you've actually never gotten in trouble before. I'm proud of you both, but we need to figure out where the fuck they interrogate the prisoners.
Yeah, so she's like, we have an access card, and you look over, and the sergeant, he's holding this like bloody like access card and grinning. It's like missing one of his front teeth. He's like, let's go inside, and maybe the group of you like set off at a jog towards the inside.
Yes, we do.
Okay, cool.
Just little surprises without an access card.
So yeah, so you go through a set of double doors into the like mess hall, and there's some but not as much chaos in here. But when you come in, there's a guard lying unconscious on the floor, and there's some like blood on the tiles, and somewhere else like in the mess hall you can hear shouting, like you can hear a woman shouting, but it's all echoey, so you can't really hear. She doesn't seem to be shouting in like, she's angry. It's like angry shouting. But otherwise it's quiet. It's pretty quiet in here, but like somewhere in the kitchen, maybe somebody's like making noise. And El Tigre looks at you like, what do we do? Should we go check it out, you think? Or he's like hiding behind you. Like he's trying to be as small as possible now.
I mean, look, all right. You can't be a hindrance on this mission that we're on. Yeah, we should go check it out.
Okay. All right, so you head off in the direction of the sound. Meanwhile, Lost and Sicarian and your new friend, you go back the way you came, and you end up in the room with the camera on the tripod. It's just like a kind of plain cement room. It's a drain on the floor, and then there's the camera on the stand. The camera's plugged into a box in the wall that's connected to the rest of the comms equipment.
So there's only one entrance?
No, there's another exit on the other side of the room.
I wanted to ask before, but you can tell me when it fits to the timeline, but I was just going to ask her for how far our gear is away.
Mm. She says all of the confiscated equipment from anyone that comes in is all sent through processing, stored in the armory.
And where's the armory?
She gives you a direction that isn't like me. She's like, it's next to cell block D. It's on the second floor. She's like, I can take you there.
How long? How far?
She says, not far. And you can tell that she's like, you know, as she realizes you're taking her to the room where they executed your friend, she assumes that's what's going to happen to her. So she's like, yeah, no, anything you want to do that's not that. Let's go and do that.
I say, Mr. Loss, we should make a quick detour, make sure we're well-equipped. And then I say, madam, you need to take us there, and as I said earlier, as long as you follow instructions and we get a peaceful surrender, you will not die.
She says she says you don't have much experience with the colonial force, do you?
No, I do not.
She nods and kind of sighs, and she says, well, it will not surrender easily. It's not our way.
I understand. Let's just do the best we can, one step at a time, and hopefully the most people will get out of here alive.
She nods, and she says to you, she says, whether I make it out of this prison alive or not, there is a good chance on returning to my captor or returning to my superiors that they will have me killed for my failure.
It will be an honorable death, though. You have commanded well, and you are trying to do the responsible thing in preserving the life of those underneath you. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
She says, and this is like as you're moving through the room, she says to you, I will tell you, if I have the opportunity to kill you, I'm going to take it.
I would expect nothing less, of course.
She nods, and she says, good, I'm glad we understand each other.
This is the woman that was interrogating us, right?
Yeah, this is she's like the warden. She's the commander of the facility.
Okay, just while Mr. S is talking to her, I'm kind of like holding the katana and making the light that's in the room reflect off it, so like hits her eyes.
Okay. Yeah, she's like blinking and she's not going to move her hands, but she's obviously very annoyed by whatever it is you're doing. Cool. Okay. Yeah. So you you head out of the room and she's going to lead you to the armory. Though she does warn you, it's going to be well defended and not a place they're likely to give up easily. So meanwhile, in the kitchen, in the mess, you make your way towards the sound, and I think you come around the little like metal like serving area, come into the back, and there's a walk-in freezer with the door open, and you can hear someone in the freezer shouting like, "You like that? You like that, motherfucker?" And then like a thumping sound occasionally.
Oh, I gotta check this out. What the fuck is going on here?
Okay, all right. So you open the door the freezer the rest of the way, and yeah, there's like frozen supplies and like meat and stuff, and yeah, you see a prisoner from the back. She's got her like short hair like tied up, and she's straddling like a guard's body and like just hitting him over and over with what looks like a can of like corn or something.
Ah, the can of corn, one of my favorites.
And so she stops with the like can in midair and like turns and looks over her shoulder. It's PK, and she's like, "Fucking took you long enough." She like throws the can on the floor. It's like rolls.
PK, I'm glad to see you still alive. Listen, come on, we're going to Sicarian and Lost, and we're gonna get the fuck out of here. Grab some more cans of corn.
She stands up and unholsters the guard's like sidearm. Actually, I guess she grabs his baton. She like snaps it out and she's like, "I think this is an upgrade." And then looks at your friends and she's like, "So what? Rescue mission? We're gonna go save Lost?"
I don't think they're gonna need saving. I think we're the ones that need saving. I mean, you know. I you know how I gave Sicarian something to take care of the god that he was with, and I'm pretty sure that they've overpowered them. And honestly, if they haven't, then, well, we're all fucking dead. I like, let's just be honest. So our best interest is to go ahead and find them so that we will not be dead. And, you know, otherwise we're going to rot in here for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I think while you're talking, while you're like doing the Mr. Fugazi ramble, she walks up to you, and she's like really close, like just inside your personal space, she looks at you and she's like, "Don't worry, baby, you're safe now." And she's got the baton in one hand, and she grabs your crotch with the other hand and just like gives it a little squeeze.
This
and
PK?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Can we establish PK's hotness and breast size at this point?
It's a game of imagination. You can just imagine her to look however you want.
All right.
Okay,
listen. I love it just as much as anyone else, but we got to. How about we save that for the celebration when we fucking get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, and I think she, you say that, we save her for the celebration, and she just like taps the stun baton against the wall and it sparks a couple of times, and then she winks at you and walks out into the into
like
the
oh kitchen. Jesus, one of those broads. Oh fuck. All right, well, I got some experience and I just walk.
Okay. All right, so you're heading towards, let's say, I think actually you would probably end up like meeting up in the hallway. So there's like gunfire out in the hall now, like in the open area outside. You know, there's blood on the bingo table. You meet up with Mr. Sicarian and Mr. Loss in a hallway at some point as you're like moving through the space. So yeah, so now all of you are grouped up. The only person who's missing, the only person you don't have nearby is SR7723, the other grunt that didn't get.
As I roll up very proudly, I'm like, "I made a gang."
When I see him, I'm like, "Hey, Mr. Fugazi, like, check me out." And I just like, I hold the katana over here, and I like hold it over here. Like,
holy shit, is that like standard issue prison gear? What
Dude,
the fuck?
I don't know. I already killed a guy with it.
Right. Well, I'm happy.
Let's go for like a couple seconds. Like, gentlemen, please. We're on our way to the armory. We're going to get our gear back, and then we're going to use this young woman here to sequester for ourselves a vehicle out of here.
Maybe there's actually like a little bit of a change after that exchange, then all of a sudden like the serious Sicarian comes, like suddenly there's a little bit more seriousness in Fugazi.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
I go to sheath my katana, but I have no sheath for it. So I just like just
in fact I might even ask, anyone hurt?
Just you, I think. You're like, anyone hurt? And then you feel like it's like bruise on your face. Like,
all right, well, my next question then is like that patch Sicarian, right?
We'll talk about that. That was fantastic work.
we cut suddenly back to the guard, like blue face, eyes all bulged out, freaking froth coming out of his mouth, just lying dead on the floor.
I don't know what you put in that, but it killed him instantly. Anyways, let's start here.
I was like, I turned around and start following, but I'm like, it actually should. I didn't even know it was good, but it shouldn't have killed him instantly. I don't.
Awesome. All right. So you you head out to the armory. So the armory is placed behind, and this is information that you get from Commander Maru from Tysa. You know, she says the armory is it's in an open area. It's placed behind a separate security wall. It's going to be defended. That's where protocol says to fall back to if there's a problem. So there's going to be men with the best gear in that space. She's like, be careful because, yep, it's gonna be messy.
Well, we need you to convince them that they are all going to die, or we can just get our gear, get out of here, and you can return to business.
I think that you come to the door. There's a set of locked doors, and she says, I mean, you can see.
Do we encounter any, is there like stations or any other ways to get the other guy's guns of some sort? People? Any other?
No, I think everything else is going on kind of in the background. Like the riot is continuing elsewhere. The alarm is going off and everything, but everybody's kind of either fallen back to the armory or they're outside fighting with each other. Yeah, so you get to the armory door, and she says, this is it.
Okay, please order your men to allow us entry and to drop their weapons.
Okay, so she gets on there's an intercom, and she hits the button, and she says, this is, again, in Japanese, she says, this is Commander Mario. I need you to put down your weapons and allow these prisoners access to the armory. They want to recover their equipment and leave the facility. And the ranking officer on the other side says, like, he responds with incredulity, right? He's like, how did you let them capture you? Like, you know that that's not how it works. We can't let you in.
So as I hear this exchange, I kind of chime in over her shoulder then and say, in Japanese, you misunderstand. Those that stood up to us have died. She is barely bargaining for your lives. We need that gear. This is a business transaction. This is not a slaughter. The rest of the prison is overran. This can end very, very bloody and horrible, or this can end professionally.
Okay. Why don't we have you make a persuade check?
All right. Any buffers?
You have a hostage, but I don't think in this case, like, cause their main objective in case of a problem is to fall back to the armory, defend it until somebody shows up.
Don't worry, I'll fail this roll anyways.
Or roll a perfect 12!
What are you fucking rolls, mate?
This motherfucker.
All right, good work. Yeah, y'all are rolling really well today.
Perfect 12. They have become part of Church Sicarian. They are my acolytes.
they begin a cult. So she, there's this moment, where like there's like quiet, and the guy on the other side says, speaking to you, he says, we will not give up this terrain. This is our objective. We would rather die than give it up, but you can come in. Recover your gear and leave.
He says, in Japanese, I can respect that.
Okay. Yeah. So, Mario says to you, she says, just use my key card. As long
you
as
take the key card, and I'm going to actually pass her off to, actually, there's a moment where Sakaarin looks at the group and sees probably like a twitching PK who's like pacing Fugazi with his electrostatic hair out. And then like these other gang members, and they looks at Miss Foss like, I'm going to need you to hold on to Miss Maru here while I get our gear.
You want me to hold her at a gunpoint or a katana point?
The preference is yours. It's just that should they go back on their word, you need to kill her or if she tries to make a move. But I presume that these honorable men will be fine. I'll get the gear and be right up.
Can do, Mr. Ask. Godspeed.
Then I just take the pistol, holster it, and walk in. Swipe it.
Okay. All right. So you pass off the hostage to Mr. Lost?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you swipe it. The door slides open, and there's another room inside this room. So it's like a large kind of hexagon shaped room. And then inside it, there's another room with its own separate door. And you can see inside there, there's four like riot geared out soldiers. They're protected by like, reflective glass and the concrete walls. But one of them presses a button and opens the secondary door once the door behind you is closed. You go in armed? You have your gun on you?
Yeah, the pistol. Yeah.
Okay, all right. What are you doing with it? Are you pointing it at them or are you just holding it in your hand?
Nope, I actually, like I said, I holster it. Or I guess there is no holster in my fatigue. Just like in my belt line, you know?
Yeah, you got like a belt loop in here that you can hang it in. Okay. Yeah. So you approach and you enter the like armory, and they've already opened the locker that contains the gear they confiscated from you. It's all like sealed in like plastic containers. Then you see your weapons and stuff there.
Is there like some kind of push cart or something like that just to put it all on, or do I just ferry it out?
Yeah. You could grab like a cart for sure.
I just do that.
Right. We wouldn't want to like suit up right now and.
Well, I'm going to bring it out to you. You're out there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just putting up on the cart thing, and I'm not like, there's no goading. I'm not really even looking at them. I'm just doing this task and then getting out, assuming it goes that way.
Okay. Yeah. So before you leave, one of the guards, you can see his face through his like the transparent mask, says to you, he's like, this facility is defended by 20 guards. You think that you can escape alive? Even if you get out of this place, the hunter-killer drones will find you.
It began with 20 guards. Now I estimate it's roughly 14, and I cannot begin to count the ones for what happened outside, but it should be in the ballpark of you four plus a good handful of three or four scattered independent guards by themselves trying to put off people ripping them limb from limb. Hunter-killer drones, you mentioned, will have those deactivated when we retreat. The rest of you should be fine in here. Just make sure you make contact with the rest of the company, and hopefully if you're brave men, you'll go out and try to rescue those that are in need of a protective area like this, and you won't occupy yourself making veiled threats at someone that could have you killed in a moment's notice. Thank you. And then he walks out.
And so you start to walk away, and he's like, wait. Do you stop? And like,
yeah, I stop. Look over my shoulder.
Yeah, he's like, who are you?
Title screen! No, I'm just kidding. He says, my name is Mr. Sakaarin of the Fotenauer group, and hopefully this is the last we see of each other.
And he nods as if in agreement, and the door shuts behind you as you push the laundry cart full of guns and armor and shit out into the hallway. Okay.
And then it's so, they're calling out, just giving out the weapons or whatever.
Okay. So yeah, we get the commando sequence with everybody pulling their armor on and adjusting straps and what have you.
I caress my Amelia.
Yeah, you have it back, your beautiful gun. Okay. Yeah, so everybody gets their gear back. You've like geared up in the hallway. The two Oninsan military that are with you, they look like kind of antsy, like they wanna do something. The woman, she says to you, Fugazi, because she doesn't really like talk to anybody else. She's like, so you're just gonna sneak out. That's the plan.
Who says this?
This woman, you don't know her. It's like one of Fugazi's like friends. It's just a woman with like a short, like a buzz cut. She's like in her mid 40s. She's got some like military tattoos.
I guess I kind of identify that and just kind of say to her, like, just stick with us. You'll be out of here as well.
I guess I would just back that statement up with, like, you can trust Miss Sakarian.
I think she says, and she before this, she was very much about like momentum, and you can see her friend, her like sergeant is like looking around kind of frantically and like wanting to move, but she's like kind of calm. And she says to you, Fugazi, she's like, air support's going to be on the way, and they're going to be looking for people who escaped. And if we go out in a group this small, maybe we'll be able to evade them, but I have men in here. I can't leave them behind.
No one will be left behind. We're going to take vehicles, and then we'll be on our own. I mean, there's nothing we can do about the air support. We just need to band together and hopefully form a resistance on the outside as well.
And she says, where are you going to go?
Hopefully make contact with the rest of the Fortenhauer group.
She kind of scowls, and she's like, this is going to be more difficult than you think. The colonizers have jammer towers everywhere. I mean, that's why we got nabbed in the first place. Communication is shit on this planet right now.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but right now we need to get out of this prison, correct? I mean, we can down a tower, we can use one of the colonizers' communication links, something along those lines. They don't jam their own signals, and they won't know about it just yet, I would imagine.
I think she nods, and she's like, all right, well, if you're willing to help us get our people out of here, then we'll stick with you. We have better chances in numbers. And she looks over her shoulder back at the armory, and she's like, we're going to have a lot better time if we can get the guns out of there.
Those men are holding their ground. They're honorable men. I see, of course, it'd be more beneficial to have the weapons, but I don't see us going back on our word and slaughtering them and taking them. That's just not how we do things here.
And I think she kind of like gives you a look up and down as if kind of like noticing you really like for the first time. Before, she was kind of just having a conversation with you because you seem to be in charge. But yeah, she looks at you and she says,
behaving, I'm putting on my gear while we're talking.
Yeah, totally. She's like, behaving honorably is how you lose wars, Mr. Sakarian.
The only way to lose a war is to not behave honorably. Losing war is losing anyways. To come out of it one way or the other is really non-unique. It's just about how you come out of it, I guess. And I hand her my pistol as I'm loading up my gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She takes it and immediately like checks she does the military once over. And she shakes her head and she's like, it's a funny attitude for a mercenary, but yeah, you're getting results. So she like tucks the gun into a pocket.
And he's like finishing putting on his suit. He's like, you're goddamn right. The phone hour group's getting results.
Cool. All right. So you've geared up. You don't have, aside from the katana, and did you take the rifle off the guy you katana'd to death?
Yeah.
Mr. Lost? Yeah. Okay.
And PK has the...
I can pass that. Baton.
Let's see. So you have a katana. You have two stun batons. You have all your own gear.
So yeah, I guess they would, now that we have our own gear, something like Mr. Loss could give his rifle to one of the...
Laser rifle. Yeah, the laser rifle. Oh, and the extra pistol you took from her. Okay, so who gets the missile weapons? Who are you going to give those to?
Well, I get the pistol to the lady.
Okay. They introduce themselves, actually, now that you have a minute to like get all put together. So she's Corporal Santoro. She's formerly of the Indians and military. And then her friend is Sergeant Huertas. And he also, same thing. They're part of the same unit.
Can I hand off the katana?
No one knows how to use it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, these soldiers are like infantry. So if you're like, here, have a weapon, they'll be like, can I have one that shoots bullets?
PK probably knows how to use it though, right?
Yeah, she has training. You all have like some minor training in melee weapons, but she has her own guns and stuff, right?
I know, I just wanted to see her, you know, go ham with the sword. It's okay. No, I got it.
Right, so you're like, here, do you want this? Maybe you could chop someone to pieces with it? That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm good. Okay. So the laser rifle, do you give that to the other military guy to wear this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I guess El Tigre takes a stun baton. Actually, El Tigre will take the katana if you don't want it. If you're like trying to pass it off, he's like,
I like hold it out to him with both.
Yeah, legs. Yeah, yeah. He takes it and he like whips it around a couple of times, and yeah, nearly like tags PK with it. Like she has to move out of the way, and she's like, "You were gonna fucking kill somebody with that." And he like looks at her. He's like, "That's the idea." So we'll give that to El Tigre. It's gonna go great, I'm sure. No one will accidentally get their face cut off. And then. The two stun batons, where do those end up?
Probably who doesn't have weapons, I would just guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, everybody with you has weapons. PK has her own. Tigre has the katana. And then Huertas and Centauro have laser weapons.
Anybody care? Do we want them?
Yeah, you can leave them. You don't have to take them with you.
I mean, is that something I can at least attach to my belt, even if I'm carrying everything else?
Yeah, it's got a belt loop. Totally.
Okay. Sure. I'll take one.
Okay.
So as we kind of finish up gearing up, then I just say to her, I say to Maru, that's her name, right?
Yep.
Inner Maru,
that's her last name.
I say, okay, so the plan is I need you to take us to that room. We're going to make an announcement real quick for the rest of the prisoners. Again, you're not to be harmed. And then we're going to take vehicles and we're going to leave. And what happens after that is your call. You will be left behind. Free of your own cognizance.
Okay. So when you say that to her, Corporal Centauro, she says to you, she's like, we should take her with us.
That may be a better plan, but I told her that this is what we would do, and I'm going to stick by that.
Yeah, she shakes her head. She's like, yeah, but I didn't make that fucking deal. She's of value to us. If I can get her back to HQ, she knows things.
Sure, you can stay behind with your people and what you do there is fine, but my group is going to be moving out. I'm leaving her behind.
If you just go out there into the city alone, the three of you, I don't give you 2 days. I know you're Mr. Hot Shit and everything, but they're going to send drones after you. It's going to be a big deal. They're not going to look at this lightly. You need us. We can find somewhere safe for you to hide out. You do this for me, and she looks at her. You give her to us. I'll make sure you end up somewhere safe, at least for the time being, until your friends can come pick you up.
Okay. He like looks at her and says, I will tactically take, this is good advice, but where's my bond? If you can give me your word that she's not to die, then I think we can meet a middle ground here. But if you cannot give me that word, then it's a no-go.
She looks at you and she kind of puts her hands up and she's like, listen, I'm not the Virgin Mary. I don't get to decide these things. If she dies, she dies. But I won't kill her, and I'll make sure that she stays alive as long as I'm looking after her. But once I turn her over to HQ, I can't be held accountable for that shit.
Understandable. No deal. And then I start walking, I guess.
All right. So this is where she parts ways with you. But before she does that, she grabs your sleeve, Mr. Fugazi. And she's like, our deal still stands, little man. You owe us.
Right. What do you want? I mean, like, after this?
She puts her hands up. She's like, I don't know. Maybe you come with us.
I can't do that. I can't leave my squad. I'm like, Ms. Sakarian, these two did assist in the safety of myself and Squirrel, like when shit got nasty on the yard.
What do they want?
Like, what do you guys want?
Her friend says, it's like there was talk of a reward, something about saving an important phone tower officer's life.
Oh, absolutely. What do you think Mr. Loss Fugazi, what do you estimate the value of this prison to be? Several hundred thousand credits, I would assume. Yes.
I mean, sure, yeah.
All right. I officially award you this prison. You may sell it at your own leisure, and it's, of course, yours to command.
Giving them back the prison that's already theirs but was occupied by their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, No, we want credits, something we can use to win this fight. I know we're all on the same side here, but we haven't seen a single pair of Fotenhauer boots on the ground anywhere near where we're fighting. I can't let you walk off.
He looks at Mr. Loss and Mr. Fugazi. He's like, well, I'm looking at six boots right now. I mean, we are fighting on the same side. Your people literally hired us to aid you in this. Like, we're doing the best we can. An award right now? How about the award of us getting out here and continuing to fight for your freedom?
Why don't you make a persuade check? That was scary.
Well, as I understand it, what I'm about to roll, before I even roll this, let me predict. I'm going to estimate, because I got nothing in this, a natural four. A natural four, but I will not be surprised by less than that. How do you go from double sixes to double one?
Wait, Onitsa, they speak Spanish, right?
They do, yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Upon realizing that Jeff he wasn't speaking Spanish, right?
Yeah, he was speaking English.
Let me attempt to make the exact same roll as I realize him, like, what? And then suddenly I break.
The thing is, the best you can do is help, and that's only going to make that two into a three.
It is what it is, man. That's what you get with Sakarian. The good and the bad.
Fart noises.
Yeah.
It's so funny how I knew that was coming.
I think so. She's still standing quite close to Fugazi, and she goes from she's like tugged on your sleeve to get your attention to she grabs your arm, and she's like, "Yeah, this one's gonna have to come with us. You can buy him back later."
Whose arm?
Fugazi. Yeah, she grabs Mr. Fugazi,
and this is one of the Onitsan people with another guy.
This is the corporal. Yeah.
Okay. The second she puts her hand on him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sakarian, everything about him changes. He turns towards her and says, "I'm sorry that you believe this to have been a conversation or a negotiation. You will unhand him. We will proceed as I have said, or there will be bloodshed."
And so there's this moment where it's quiet. She looks at you and she looks at Fugazi and her guy has his rifle up pointed at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she lets go of your arm, Fugazi. And she looks you in the eye and she's like, "If you motherfuckers are all about honor, you're going to remember this. You're going to pay us back."
I just kind of looked at Spanish or
in English, right?
She says it in English.
I looked at Miss Scarion, and I kind of right? She's not wrong.
Do you say that?
I mean, I give you the nod that insinuates.
Yeah,
that.
He uses his PC telepathy on you so that you can tell.
I guess I see the nod or something like that. I just kind of reiterate to her. I'm like, "We are about honor. At the Fotenhauer Group, which you have hired, we believe in doing the job and completing the job. And it is my estimation that the best way to do our job right now is to get ourselves out of this position and then continuing to fight this war for your organization that has failed to do so. You will notice you are also liberated from this prison. Where I come from, being liberated from a prison is not a reward, it's a godsend. I should be your fucking god. The fact that I'm not your god right now means that you're an ignorant slut." Well, he didn't say that. I don't even know why that word came out. "You're an ignorant piece of shit," or something. I just reached into my bad word bank. Sorry, guys. I don't know why slut came out, but he's like, "You will be thankful, maybe not now, but later. And if you are not, then you'll probably find yourself in another place like this."
So there's like a moment of silence after you say that, where she's like just staring at you, and then PK from behind you is like, "Yeah, bitch." And then she kind of scowls at PK and then looks at you and she's like, "Fine," and looks at you, Fugazi, and she's like, "We have more important things to deal with, but you owe me one, little man.
Look, and, I won't forget you."
She turns to her sergeant, and she's like, "Let's go," and they jog out to meet with their men. So PK looks at you, Mr. Sakarian, and says,
he watches him walk off, though. He's like very mad, obviously.
So what now?
He looks at her and says, well, now I guess we don't have to make that announcement. They're going to take care of their own people. We've got ours. And actually, as he says that, we are missing someone, right? You said that.
Yes. Yeah. You look around. You seem to have picked up a katana wielding, slightly squirrely dude. And you have your hostage. But you also, you're also missing SR-77.
I say, okay, we need one more errand and then we need to get to the vehicle bay. So let's find SR-77. Can you please take us to him, Miss Maru?
The commander, the commander's like, I don't know where your friend is, but I can take you to the cell block where they might be kept.
Okay, that'll do.
Okay. All right. So you, you start to like make your way through the facility and, there's signs of the sort of chaos, like starting to die down. Like they've taken over, some of the prisoners have taken over the facility. They're starting to outnumber people. They've fallen back. Most of the time the guards have like, they're only in like fortified areas like the armory or the commander's like quarters. Like they've all kind of like fallen back. So you run past like a couple of prisoners who have like looted equipment, a guy holding wearing one of the like riot helmets or something. And you get to the cell block where SR would have been put.
I imagine there's some kind of like terminal or something like that to look up names of prisoners or something like that, do you think? Or?
Yeah, now everybody was out on like bingo time when all this happened. So this is just where SR would have like slept or been like sent back to when things are
okay. Are you saying it's empty then? Yeah.
Well, so you take a look around and it does like at a glance. There's a bunch of like low concrete walls with bunks behind them. You don't see anyone or hear anyone, but you do notice there are on the floor drops of blood and like an occasional like bloody like boot print, kind of like trailing off towards one of the bunks.
Okay. You tell us, Adam, how much we want to game this, but like bloody boot print. Do the prisoners wear boots? The guards wear boots? Like what does that mean to us?
It's hard to tell, just by the print. You all have like utility shoes that you wear. It could be either one. I don't think you had a chance to like study the boot prints of the guards.
But there's no one in here, and it looks like there was some kind of altercation, and then someone left.
I mean, there's a question, right? So we might as well, let's just put it to a persuade, or non-persuade check. I'm just so used to saying that now. You persuade the boot prints to tell you what they know. Perception check.
Should we all take one, or what do you want?
Why don't you take one, and then the other two can roll to help if they want.
Help me, please.
I can help. What should I roll?
Let Jeff roll first, and then...
Oh, I roll first? Okay.
And then you can decide if you want to help or need to help after.
See if it even matters. I chose zero.
Yeah, how get up to a plus two.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, no. even if they both successfully helped you, you look at them and...
Jeff.
Like, it's a human shoe of some kind.
What a character to play.
Maybe like a wooden clog.
So funny that he does this every time, too.
Maybe it might be a ballet shoe. There's an injured ballet dancer in here somewhere.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I guess I would say because the atmosphere that's been created is that there is aerial support kind of on the way, so it's not like we have time to just do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So exactly. I say, unfortunately, with time restrictions the way it is, I think we have to proceed with the plan and hopefully we can find some way of finding him or communicating, but otherwise he's going to be on his own. He's trained for this. I have faith in him. He says, like, with no faith at all.
I have faith in this nameless NPC we'll probably never see again.
Yeah. This red shirt, super death, yeah.
Okay.
Are we still going to send the message, or are we getting out of here now?
Do you say that, or are you asking?
Yeah, I say it.
I say, Vishwas, I believe with the Onidzins kind of... with their own agenda, I think there's no reason to make that trip. We're just going to get ourselves a vehicle, deactivate what we need to, and try to make contact with Fotenhauer again. Ms. Morrow, can you please take us to the vehicle bay, and while you're at it, explain to me the potential for us to be able to reach out to our superiors as well, please.
She looks at you and she says, you're just going to leave your soldier behind?
Well, the alternative is your reinforcements come in and none of us get out of here. It's unfortunate math, but a good officer is going to have to make that kind of math.
Yeah, and I think she gives you a look that's not, it's not necessarily like approval, but like she's starting to figure you out.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of just nods and she's like, I understand. We keep all the vehicles in the garage. It's on the north side of the facility. I will take you there.
Okay.
All right. So you you head off down the hallway, and I think that we linger on the like the room for a minute, and we get a like panning shot across to one of the bunks, and as the camera comes around the corner, we see SR 77 leaned up against the wall, like looking pale and like obviously on the edge of staying alive, holding like a gunshot wound.
Mm.
And they're like barely conscious, like eyelids kind of like drooping.
So you could hear us, but he didn't even have the strength to say
anything. Didn't have the strength to say anything, and would probably bleed out anyway. So we cut to all of you coming up to the garage. When you approach, so are you still like escorting Mara around with a gun to her?
Or
are you like
more relaxed at this point in time? In fact,
yeah.
Just for role-playing purposes, I think Mr. Loss is actually the one escorting, so you can describe it how you want, Caitlin, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm actually not as relaxed, and like I have her arm behind her back too, and I'm kind of like twisting it every now and then.
Okay.
I keep putting like more and less pressure on the gun as well.
Yeah, keeping her on her toes. Okay.
I mean, she orchestrated having our other crew member killed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. The garage is an exo building. It's outside of the normal building. So you leave, and there's the sci-fi equivalent of a chain link fence, but made up of hexagons.
Space fence.
There's a space fence. Yeah, there's a space fence that like incorporates the whole yard. There's a path that would lead up to the building, and then there's this garage. And you can see it's open at the front, and there are a couple of like hover vehicles in there, it is I think it's like midday, so it's like quite bright out. And you can see, once you come outside, you can see past the fence, there's like scrubland kind of in one direction, and then the city off on the other. She kind of like looks at the building and says to you, Lost, because you're the one that's standing here, she's like, there are going to be guards protecting it, and they will not listen the way the others did. They'll defend these vehicles until help arrives. I am not going to be able to talk them down.
How close? Right here, around the corner?
She shrugs. She's like, I can't see them from where I'm standing, but I'm sure they're protecting it.
I mean, can we get cover as we like walk up? Can we see the situation for ourselves? I mean, maybe you're telling the truth, but
yeah. So from where you're standing, you don't see any guards like around. There's no cover between here and the garage, though. There's nothing to like hide behind or run to. It would be like a straight run from here to there. There's the building behind you, which is the like actual prison building. So there might be, if there's somebody on top of that, that might be a thing. Yeah, you don't see anyone from here. Do you want to make, from where you're standing, do you want to make a perception check?
Can I use my binoculars?
I don't know. Do you have binoculars?
I'm so confused from all the characters. You think I don't have binoculars?
I didn't say that you don't think you have binoculars. I'm just asking if you have them.
Kit, binoculars, global, capital launcher.
Bam!
All right.
Yes. Get served.
You definitely have binoculars.
Just like reading words I'm finding in the manual right now. All right, so what do I do?
Make a perception check.
Okay.
With like a +5 or something, or what?
No. The binoculars just let you see things that are far away.
Do I add anything to it?
It's just a normal skill check. So you'd add your intelligence bonus if you have one.
Okay, I don't.
Okay.
Can I get it assisted? Cause I have a minus one in perception.
Yeah, the other two can help.
Actually, can I just like pass them off to someone else after I roll?
You can't all make separate rolls. But
so you can help.
Yeah, you can help after the roll's made.
Okay.
Because this is actually average, supposed to be a good roll. Yep, exactly.
Oh dear,
Mr. West. I don't even roll. It's just fucking.
No. No, coast is clear. You don't see anybody around. It's a beautiful day. You smell like barbecue on the wind.
That's nice.
It's a great spring day.
I mean, I can tell that the vision drops off, you know, right?
What's that?
I can tell the vision drops off. You know, I don't actually think it's open.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can tell that there are places that someone could be hiding in the garage that you wouldn't be able to see. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I just asked Mr. Sakarian how he wants to proceed. You know, like, I mean, she doesn't sound like she's bullshitting, but.
Is there no outdoor car or anything? No Jeep or anything?
No, they're parked in the little garage area, little machine shop.
Well, do any of us have demolitions on us?
Probably not. I don't know. You can make a luck check, see if it's part of your kit, because we never really like explicitly laid everything out.
So we could say 4.
Okay, no, you're not equipped. You're not equipped for detonation.
Grab anything.
I would just say then. I mean, what options do we have? We just go forward and, I. Give Miss, you know, the Commander Maru a nod, say appreciate the information. It sounds like we will have a firefight on our hands if that is the case. Mr. Lawson, I'm going to need you to keep hold of our prisoner, and Mr. Fugazi and I will, as well as, I'm sorry, is your name El Tigre?
Yeah, he looks at you, and I don't think you'd ever really had a conversation with this guy.
This is the first time the camera from Sakarian pans to El Tigre.
Exactly, you see him. Yeah. And so there's this dude. This like guy holding a katana standing next to Mr. Fugazi, and he's just like, yeah, they call me El Tigre.
Kind of looks him up, and I was like, I'll need you to stay back with Mr. Lawson, make sure the prisoner is not to escape. Mr. Fugazi and I will clear out the adversaries, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, he's like, all right, man, you're the boss. And then he looks at you, Fugazi, and he's like, he's the boss, right?
He's the boss.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. Okay, cool.
He's the boss.
Yeah, I guess you just start walking forward, yeah.
Like a
military walk, though, not a, you know.
I scope from back here, can I hit anyone?
If you had a target, yeah, totally. But you don't see. If they're waiting, actually, you could make a tactics roll if somebody wants to, like, survey the area a little bit to get an idea of, like, what's around. And if you were setting an ambush, where they might be.
You guys have better.
I have a 1 in tactics.
And you said we can get on the roof?
There's an 8.
You may be able to get onto the roof. Okay, so
that'd be going back, though, Caitlin, to the building and getting on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's like basically there's two buildings. There's the building you just came from, which encompasses all of the facilities that we saw before, and the yard. This building has a tower on it, and you can, if you look up at the tower, like, the window is broken. It's been assaulted by the prisoners. They've kind of taken it over. There's the secondary building, which is like a repair shop and like a garage where they would like service the vehicles that bring prisoners in and out. Parked in there, you see the back of a prisoner transfer van and then like a recon vehicle, a smaller recon vehicle. It's dark though inside there, and if they're waiting to ambush you, it'll be in there somewhere. It looks like it's only a single floor. If it has like roof access, it might, but you'd have to go around the back. You don't see any like easy way to get up onto the roof.
So there's no airships here, Adam, is what you're saying?
No, not yet.
Awesome.
Not yet.
Yeah, air support has been called, but isn't.
No, what I mean is for us to take. I guess we're taking.
Oh, like air vehicles? No.
This is where we get stuck in an infinite loop of just constantly taking a van out of the middle of the desert, getting captured, going back to prison, back in.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what's inside the garage.
All right. Well, also, I guess, I mean, that's my tactics role. If anyone else wants to help, we can map out the plan so that we can see if Mr. Lost wants to shoot.
Yeah, like if both Mr. Lost and Mr. Fugazi get a success, if they can get a 7 or better, then you'll get your roll bump from an 8 to a 10, and that's like a better version of that success.
All right, so. I'll give it a shot. What's tactics based off of?
Intelligence.
All right.
Which?
Okay.
Damn, a 9.
That's one. So now, Mr. Loss.
Yeah, Mr. Loss, just make a tactics roll.
Don't fuck this up, Loss.
You're trying.
All right. So, Mr. Loss, you're too busy looking for sniper spots to be able to tell kind of what's going on. But best of you, yeah, like it's a bad running into the garage feels like an uninformed decision, but there's no real way to get, it's like running into the dark area. They might be waiting for you.
Yeah. It was like we have no options, but also on the way here, asked about communicating to Photonauer. That sounds like, for being real with ourselves, I don't anticipate taking a van out of this prison to be an actual way to escape. We need to make contact with Photonauer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So the commander says that, all of the like mid-range like comms on the planet are jammed as like a first course. They drop like jamming drones and keep the comms, the whole comm system shut down.
They jam their own communication, Adam?
No, they don't jam. Obviously they don't jam. That'd be really weird. Yeah, we use smoke signals to communicate with each other.
Right.
Carrier pigeons. But this facility doesn't have any long range. Like they don't have space capable communications. But she tells you there are facilities, like there's a comm center nearby. Plus they haven't recovered all of the, like, it's still, there's still like street battling going on. So there may be, like loyalist facilities that are still available. So
I guess I would ask her if she knew of any, like what I'm trying to get at is, Adam, I don't think the episode ends with us in a van driving into the desert. Like we have to have an objective of what we're trying to
do. Yeah. No, I agree.
That's what the conversation is like, where are we going?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she knows, right? I think she's like, she knows where she would go, but
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you still know kind of like what your original, so like your original goal was to, there's a facility that you could hit that might have the comms equipment that you need, right?
Like, okay.
In the absence of a new mission, you fall back to the old, the existing, you're still on the existing mission. It was just a setback, right?
Okay. Sounds good.
So you guys are still heading towards the...
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's moved. This has all kind of happened because we made the tactics roll and stuff. This has all happened prior to your heading out.
I mean, we failed the tactics to set you up for a sniper shot. So we're just, the plan is still just to go towards the garage because there's literally... As I understand, there's no vehicle to take to it. She said there's going to be guards there. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Okay, cool. All right, so you set off across the yard, heading to, in your little roadie run, towards the building. Let's grab our second break here, and we'll see what awaits you in the garage when we come back. So we still got another hour of Swansong Stories when we return. Dick around, everybody.
All right.